That perception stems in part from Anta's customer base. Its shops are concentrated in medium-sized cities to cater to consumers that are less well-off than those in Beijing or Shanghai, the preferred haunts of Nike and Adidas. A pair of Anta shoes typically costs a third less than a similar pair of Nikes, observes Dallas Tsai of Oriental Patron, a broker. Pricier and associated with more global superstars, Nike and Adidas have far more brand appeal. Mr. Ding's all-hands-on-deck strategy and Anta's clientele may have insulated the firm from the worst of COVID-19's ravages. Ms. Tsai observes that as China began to reopen in late February, residents of cities where Anta is strong may have been less fastidious about social distancing than counterparts in richer locales. Revenues at Anta fell by 20-25% in the first quarter year-on-year, according to the firm's latest financial update. That looks rosy compared with Adidas. It saw sales in China drop by 58% in the same period. Relying on rivals' bad luck is not a long-term plan. Mr. Ding recently wrote that Anta aspires to make the leap from an affordable brand to a desirable one. He has some more upmarket trademarks at his disposal. In 2009, Anta acquired the Chinese operation of Fila, a sportswear firm with Italian roots. Last year, in a $5.2 billion deal, the firm bought a majority stake in Amer Sports, a Finnish outfit with assets including Wilson tennis rackets and Salomon skis. But that may not be enough to take on and beat Nike and Adidas. Shifting perceptions will be hard.